USA Radio News with Wendy King.
50 people, including Hollywood stars Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, are charged with paying a total of some $25 million in bribes to get their children into elite universities. Andrew Lelling is a U.S. attorney for Massachusetts.
The parents charged today, despite already being able to give their children every legitimate advantage in the college admissions game, instead chose to corrupt and illegally manipulate the system for their benefit.
The man who organized the plot, William Singer, pleaded guilty to racketeering, conspiracy, and obstruction of justice. The British Parliament has rejected the latest Brexit deal made by Prime Minister Theresa May and European Union leaders. May says Parliament will vote on Wednesday on declining to leave the EU without a deal on March 29th. If that's approved, a vote will be held on Thursday to ask for an extension. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy, a former Marine, fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
The White House is speaking out regarding the grounding of 737s after a recent plane crash in Ethiopia. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it's too early in the process for the U.S. to ground the fleet of Boeing 737 MAX 8s.
I think the first place we have to start is by offering our condolences and our sympathies to all of the people that were impacted and affected by both of these crashes. And we have to review and see what actually took place.
Sanders was speaking there on Fox News. She also said that the FAA and Transportation Department are doing an extensive review into what happened in that deadly plane crash in Ethiopia on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
On Wall Street, trading was mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 96 points, the S&P 500 was up 8 points, and the NASDAQ gained 33 points by close. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
All remaining U.S. personnel are being pulled from the embassy in Caracas, Venezuela because of the unrest. John Clemens reports.
Like the January 24th decision to withdraw all dependents that reduced the embassy staff to a minimum, this decision reflects the deteriorating situation in Venezuela. On Monday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo described the situation.
Over the past few days, Venezuelans have been thrown literally into darkness thanks to a massive electrical blackout. Patients awaiting treatment in hospitals are dying. Food is rotting. Telecommunications networks are entirely collapsing.
I'm John Clemens.
Honda is recalling 1.1 million Honda and Acura models in the United States because of defective airbags. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Millions of vehicles around the world have already been recalled because of the defective Takata airbags, including 13 million Honda and Acura models alone. The vehicles in this latest recall, though, were previously repaired for airbag issues, but the problem is the replacement parts have been found to be potentially faulty themselves. That after one exploded and injured the driver of a Honda Odyssey. The complete list of models being recalled is online at HondaNews.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at USAradio.com.